This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Matthew from Wooden Villas. Matthew, are you there?
I am. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matthew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
To wish someone good luck, you say, break a what?
Break a leg.
Yes. What is the annual shopping holiday held the Monday after Thanksgiving called?
Black Monday.
No.
Cheap Monday.
No.
Monday after Friday.
No. Who plays Angel Face in the 90s movie Fight Club?
It's Brad Pitt.
No.
Oh, it's the other one, Edward Norton.
No.
I pass.
The South Pole is located on what continent?
South Pole is Antarctica.
Correct. What is the title of the debut studio album by Nirvana?
Never mind.
No.
Bleach.
Yes. Jordan Love is the quarterback for what NFL team?
Green Bay Packers.
Yes. How many eyes does a caterpillar have?
2, 3, 6.
No, no, no. What color dress does Scooby-Doo character Daphne typically wear?
Red.
No.
Yellow.
No.
Yellow and red.
No. What planet has only two moons?
Mars?
Yes. Google was founded in what 90s year?
92, 93,
94. No. Math, you got 5 correct.
Seemed like I did better.
You know, I will say, I mean, you played well.
Yes.
You know, you guessed, and sometimes they were right and sometimes not. But I don't know. First day back after Thanksgiving. Let's see if Steve is distracted and tired or if he can get a win.
He might still be thinking about the Seahawks game yesterday. You know, that was a lot going on.
True.
I legitimately was in the other room thinking about the Seahawks game. I was reading something online about it. I'm like, yeah, man, it was so awesome that we won.
That is so precious. Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
To wish someone good luck, you say, break a what?
Leg.
Correct. What is the annual shopping holiday held the Monday after Thanksgiving called?
Still getting emails. Cyber Monday.
Yes. Who plays Angel Face in the 90s movie Fight Club?
Brad Pitt?
No.
Edward Norton?
No.
Meatloaf?
No. The South Pole is located on what continent?
Antarctica.
Correct. What is the title of the debut studio album by Nirvana?
Bleach.
Yes. Jordan Love is the quarterback for what NFL team?
Green Bay Packers.
Correct. How many eyes does a caterpillar have?
3?
No.
What? 4?
No.
6?
No. What color dress does Scooby-Doo character Daphne typically wear?
Purple?
Yes! What planet has only 2 moons?
Mars.
Yes. Google was founded in what 90s year?
1997.
No.
1996.
No.
1999.
Oh no.
8?
Yeah, it was 8. But, wow, look, you sped through those questions. Steve? You got 7 correct, which is a win, 7-5. Sorry, Matthew.
That's a good game. It's okay. Russell's going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl? Okay, yeah, we agreed on it Thanksgiving.
Steelers are going to win it. Russell's just tagging along.
He's just. I don't know if they'd win it with Justin Fields, though. All right, good talk.
I don't think they're going to win at all. But, Steve, congrats. You did.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Angel Face in the movie Fight Club.
Jared Leto.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was like, oh, I hope I'm right with this question because you and Matthew both guessed the same thing.
But Edward Norton was in it.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
He's the narrator.
Yeah.
That's literally what the character's name is, the narrator.
The narrator, that's right. And then Meatloaf, his name we can't say on the radio.
No.
But I was running out of people that I can remember that were in the movie.
You finally got that Google was founded in
1998.
And then how many eyes does a caterpillar have?
Is it none?
No,
oh,
what?
That's stupid. Come on.
I don't know.
I thought they're known for having a lot of legs and a lot of eyes.
I don't know.
They have 6 on each side, so 12.
6 on each side?
Isn't that creepy?
That's aggressive.
I know. They can see all things.
Aggressive and impressive.
It is.
Yeah. Well, congrats on beating Matthew.
Rockaholics, we are so proud to be partnered up once again with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm on Coats for Kids.
Yes.
And over the weekend...
Oh.
We crested the $10,000 mark.
We set a goal last week. We said, hey, if we could raise $6,900, what was it, by like Tuesday evening?
After the men's room,
The men's room, that you would agree, even though you hate singing and you feel like your voice isn't very good, even though we disagree, and you would sing Father Christmas at Live Night.
Yeah.
Well, thanks to all of the Rockaholics. Not only by Tuesday night did we crush it, we went from the 69 club to the 96 club. It was like $9,600 by the time the men's room were done, which was awesome. And then the donations kept going. And thank you to the Rockaholics, because so far, now we're getting closer to our goal. We're still a ways away. Our goal is $50,000.
Yes, and $20 puts a brand new American-made winter jacket on a local child in need. We would love for you to be part of this awesomeness, and you can head to KISW.com to make a donation. A
couple shout-outs to some Rockaholics that did donate. The Coker family, Monica Coker and Michael Coker, both donated bucks. Monica donated $40. Michael donated $100. Lake Roberts also donated $50. Madden White donated $20. And like we said, $20 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need. And also, Cameron Jerns donated $20 as well. So thank you to everybody who's donating $20 to $200 to whatever you can afford. It all is appreciated.
We love it. It's our annual tradition. And speaking of annual traditions, there's one in Seattle now with T-Mobile Park becoming a complete winter wonderland. And Steve Miggs, you went to it over the weekend.
We did, and it was pretty freaking awesome until a reindeer nearly ruined it. Not only the night, but my relationship.
Oh, wow.
Did it almost run over Grandma?
Yes. Thanks for ruining the surprise, Danny.
I'm very excited to hear what went down. And we will find out after Lenny Kravitz.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Steve Miggs, over the weekend, I understand you went to Enchant Seattle at T-Mobile Park. I've never been.
Has anyone on the show been there? Sarah, you've been to it?
I have, yes.
Danny?
Nope.
I mean, if you like Christmas lights, this is the place to go. It's freaking amazing. Like, the minute you get to downtown, or SoDo, and you see T-Mobile Park, and they got Christmas lights all over the outside of the stadium, which is visually really freaking cool. And then you get in there, and it's a totally different vibe. I mean, it's just like they got different vendors where, like, usually, like, all the food vendor stuff is. But they got, like, all these random, like, Christmassy type things you could get. But then when you walk onto the field, and it's just a winter wonderland. It's awesome. It's really cool.
Do they do ice skating there, too?
Yes. Oh, and it's real ice. It's not like the synthetic ice. So they got the real ice going on. And there's a full-on ice. They got now, like, a Ferris wheel inside of it as well. And it's like a giant maze, although... We didn't follow the actual maze part. Like, you have, like, little things you're supposed to do. We just walked around and took pictures. I mean, if you're a fan of, like, oh, everybody is, I think, posting pictures on Instagram, there are a lot of Instagram-worthy shots that
very
you can take.
Very grammable.
And Tatum, of course, wants to take every... She's almost 5. She's 5 in, like, a couple of weeks. And she just loves taking pictures in front of everything. So my phone is just flooded with photos of her posing in front of all these Christmas light things.
So she loved it.
She loved it. And so afterwards, I grabbed my phone. I decided to ask her what she thought of Enchant, and I figured I'd get her review for you guys to hear.
What was your favorite part of Enchant?
Maybe the maze.
The maze was pretty cool. Did you like all the lights?
Yeah, that was so fun.
Can you believe we win in that giant rainbow?
That was really cool. Can you believe it? No.
Cannot believe it.
To bounce had it, like, a giant rainbow. Oh, it was like a light tunnel that had different colors, and to her, it was a giant rainbow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there was the big Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I really wanted to go, but I was a novice, so we didn't do it. So next time I'm doing try.
Yeah.
She's brave.
She was nervous, and Dad saw the line, and Dad was okay with her being nervous. So I was like, it's okay. We could do it another time. There was a freaking long line for that Ferris wheel, and it wasn't going very fast. So I was like, this is going to add another hour to our time at Enchant, at least. Yeah, next time for sure.
Yeah.
And what else did you like?
Maybe making her.
Yeah, yeah, making Glisten.
Yeah.
For that Build-A-Bear.
Yeah.
And this is where the drama starts.
No.
You walk in there, and one of the vendors is Build-A-Bear.
Like the Build-A-Bear.
Yes. They have like a little portable kiosk set up that you can, and apparently they have a reindeer named Glisten. And I don't know if you know this, but Build-A-Bear made a movie on YouTube about a reindeer. It just totally changed the whole narrative of Rudolph and all that stuff. There's this extra special reindeer named Glisten that's all silver and sparkly and comes to save the day and all that kind of stuff. And they have a bear that you can get made of Glisten. And so, of course, Tatum wanted this.
Yeah.
And Dad's in the holiday spirit. Yeah, sure. You
make
can
it
have
rain.
It. Do you remember how much Glisten cost us?
No.
Any guesses?
$10?
$10? I wish. I seriously wish. I got about a lot of Glistens for $10. So before I get to the answer, what do you guys think? How much do you think Dad over here spent on Glisten, the Build-A-Bear?
The cool cold price of $49.99.
That's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, Danny, what are you thinking?
I have been to Build-A-Bear with a daughter before.
Yeah.
I've never seen Glisten, however.
But it's like any Build-A-Bear.
Sure. Yeah. Our bill was quite north of that. So I'm going to go with $85.
$85. Yes. Sarah, what are you thinking?
Can I ask, did you have to get Glisten an outfit or anything?
Yes, you can ask. And that was also what led to almost an argument. And thank God I ran into a couple of listeners who changed my Christmas spirit rather quickly. They were awesome. Like one dude came over, just gave me a big hug. He's like, I love this show. And it put me in a good mood.
Aww.
Because... yeah, you could buy shoes,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. and like a little winter coat.
Oh, yeah.
But the shoes, because the damn thing's got four legs, you got to buy two pairs. And my wife's like, what do you think? I'm like, what, two pairs? You know how much that's going to cost us? And then I'm thinking, and this is where the argument almost started, I'm like, reindeer don't wear shoes. She's got hooves. And now I'm getting mad more about that than the actual cost of it. And I'm like, and so I'm like, who thinks that a reindeer needs shoes? And my wife's like, what did you say? I'm like, and I was about to like... have an argument over whether or not a stuffed reindeer should have shoes or not. And thankfully, the listeners came over and were like, love the show. I'm like, yeah, what am I doing? Why am I getting mad about something so stupid like this?
I'm going to guess like 120 then.
120.
What?
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
11?
11? Oh, I'd be okay with that. How about more?
20?
20. Keep going.
21.
Keep going.
22.
Keep going. Okay, in the interest of time, I'll just fast forward because she guessed every number.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Went, kept going 30s, 40s, 50s,
she
and so
do,
on.
She would do terrible at Price is Right.
Drew Carey would kick her off the show.
Yeah.
66.
Yeah, I wish. Remember, we had to get the shoes.
77.
Ding, ding, ding.
$77
for a stuffed animal.
Yep.
And we're not talking like this is like human size or anything like that. Like, this is your run-of-the-mill stuffed animal.
So did you get all the shoes?
Yes!
You got the four shoes and then anything else on it?
And a little jacket.
Oh, you got the whole
thing. That's why it was $77.
Yeah.
Probably been closer to $49.99.
Oh, no.
She cost us 77 whole dollars. Do you want to guess how much parking was?
What?
A lot.
I can't believe she's a movie.
Parking, $50?
$40.
Yeah.
$40.
Dude, anytime I see Build-A-Bear these days, like, I love Build-A-Bear, but, like, Lily sees it, and she's like, Dad. I'm like, nope. Keep knocking. We are not going in. We have bought one bear from there, and we are never going back.
The only other time we bought a bear was when she had our surgery. So that was like a
sure.
Let's reward her. And it was a Chase one that needed shoes, too. So I already knew about this shoes freaking hustle. And that one was over $100.
Oh, easy.
Because it had the hat and the back. And I'm like, and I go to a store and you see like a Chase regular stuffed animal and it's like $25.
But it's not as fun.
Build-A-Bear.
You get to make
the memories. And now they make movies. And the movie has like the voice of Freddie Prinze Jr., Dionne Warwick's in it, a freaking Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, they got to pay all their C-stars, you know? So
well, you know how they were able to afford all those C-stars? Idiots like me buying these damn stuffed animals.
And then can I just ask, did you guys have anything to eat or drink while there?
Hell no.
Oh, you didn't? Because when I went,
snacks.
I got those light bulb, light up drinks. Yeah. And I can't imagine how much they are now. Probably like $30 or something. Yeah, hell no.
Well, yesterday the Seahawks won a crazy one in New York, and we cannot wait to get the opinion of sports radio great, our friend, the host of Mitch Unfiltered, Mitch Levy. He will join us at 7:20.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered. You can listen to that wherever you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Good morning, Mitch Levy.
Are we talking Seahawks or are we talking Stanwood, Washington this morning? What are we doing?
Your call. This is your segment.
Wait, what are you doing? The sensation, the Stanwood sensation and Migsy.
Yes.
Called. What a weird Sunday morning Pacific time in the Meadowlands in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Well, it starts with the fact that they're called the New York Jets, but they don't even play in New York.
Right.
So, you know, something strange is going to happen. And then you continue with the fact that you get Aaron Rodgers. Are you guys Aaron Rodgers fans? Taryn, what do you think of Aaron Rodgers?
I think he's a little bit wacky, and I can't stand his turtlenecks.
Did you know, Migsy, that Aaron Rodgers has a height inferiority complex? Did you know this?
No.
Yes. So if you go way back when he first became a star, not when he first came into the league, because when he first came into the league, he was behind Brett Favre, so he didn't really play at first. And then he did, and then he took off like wildfire, and he's taken over the NFL, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer. There was a 60 Minutes piece on him, like it's got to be 15 years ago, in which the video, you know, they do this piece where the cameras they follow him around as they do the 60 Minutes piece, and somebody walks up to him at like a bar or wherever the 60 Minutes piece is, and says to him, "Hey, I thought you were going to be taller, or I you're smaller than I thought."
Okay.
And he got so pissed.
Oh.
On the show, he got so pissed. I guess that's that. If you want to get to Aaron Rodgers, whenever you see him, Taryn, next time you see Aaron Rodgers, go up to him and tell him, "God, you're a lot shorter than I thought you were going
to
be."
Wait, how tall is it? Because I've always to be honest, I might even sound like that guy. I always just assumed he's like 6'3".
I don't know that he is 6'3". I don't know that I've ever stood in the same... have I ever been in a locker room? I don't know that I've ever stood next to him, but apparently there's a lot of people who think when you're standing next to him that he's a lot smaller than you expect him to be. I have no idea.
Google says he is 6'2". Okay.
So maybe he's about 6'5", 6'1".
He just wears lifted cleats.
Yeah, yeah. So you want to get under Aaron Rodgers' skin. Tell him, geez, you're not as tall as I expected you to be.
Or just enlist Leonard Williams to get under his skin, because he did a very good job of it yesterday. That was amazing to watch him.
Oh, my God. How about 2 weeks in a row? I mean,
right?
It was just last week that we were calling Leonard Williams' performance against the Cardinals one of the greatest single game performances by a defensive lineman in Seahawks history, maybe better than anything Cortez Kennedy ever did. And that's just 1 week ago.
And then game was like, it started early when he got like the face mask penalty. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess that was a fun run, that one game. And then he blocked the field goal, and I'm like, okay, that made up of it a little bit, maybe. And then he just was like on a tear for the rest of the game.
I mean, that first play, no one remembers the play you just brought up, which is good that you brought it up, which is, you know, when the Jets go down to get their first touchdown, he busts through the line on that third down. They were at... I want to say they were at about the 30, the 31-yard line. If they didn't get the first down, they were going to try a long field goal. And he busts through the line and sacks Aaron Rodgers in what looks like it's going to knock them out of field goal range and everything, and the Seahawks defense is going to get off the field without allowing any points, maybe forcing them to punt with the short field. And he just gets a little bit of hold of the face mask. All you got to do is touch the face mask of Aaron Rodgers. And maybe Leonard Williams thought he was going to be taller. And
he had more room to work with. Yeah,
he thought his hand was going to be where it was, maybe around his neck, but it turns out it was around his face mask because he's a little shorter than everybody thought he was. And Leonard Williams picks up the 15-yard penalty on the face mask, and it's an automatic first down. And then they go down and they score the touchdown. So, yeah, he had two sacks. He had an interception return for a touchdown, which, by the way, your audience may or may not know. You find this out on episode 313 today of Mitch Unfiltered. The 92-yard touchdown return of the INT, Taryn, was the longest in the history of the NFL by a defensive, an interior defensive lineman. The previous record was 91 yards, wow. Grant Wisham. So he had two sacks, and that doesn't include the third sack that we just talked about. So he really had three sacks. An interception return for a touchdown, 92 yards, which was the game-saving play. And he blocked an extra point. And he flew the plane home to Seattle late last night. The guy has done absolutely everything. He's a monster. He's an absolute first-team all-pro monster. Leonard Williams, number 90.
I'm still tired after watching him run that run, man. That was insane just to see the entire team surrounding him as he's going across the
end zone. Get that man some oxygen.
Absolutely. So the Seahawks defense is surging. I'm sure we'll talk about it more. I'm very excited for the song. It's going to give me a little bit of a break here. You know, I'm old, Taryn, so I need a song in the midst of our discussion of the Seahawks soaring to the top of the NFC West. Please.
And Rockaholics, you can give Mitch a follow on X. His handle is @Mitch_Seattle. He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you can listen to wherever you get your podcasts and at MitchUnfiltered.com. We're going to have more with Mitch Levy after Billy Idol.
The Daily Migs Show.
We have been chatting with the host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you can listen to the new episode wherever you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy, as I was watching the Wild Hawks game yesterday, I felt like I kept thinking about our conversation today. I was so excited to talk with you because that was one of the weirdest, sloppiest, craziest wins. I mean, I'll take it, but it was bonkers out there.
You talk about ringing the bell. I can't remember the last time anyone looked forward to talking to me on any day for any reason. So I'm feeling blessed today. That's very, very, it was, I don't know. You know, you say these, you make these comments. We made them on the show this morning that we released 313. And you wonder, are you just saying it because it was yesterday and so forth? But that was one of the most absurd, bizarre, weird games I think I've ever seen in watching the NFL for as many years as I've been watching it. Just the special teams disasters in a quarter and a half. This didn't even, it'd be one thing if they had, I think my partner Hotshot Scott on the show said this morning, he said, I went through the whole list of things that they did, special teams bad, in the first like quarter and a half of the game yesterday. So they had fumbled three kickoff returns.
Oh, man.
Okay?
Yes.
They had gotten an extra point blocked. They had allowed a 99-yard touchdown return on a kickoff for a touchdown. They had allowed a 45-yard kickoff. I mean, all of this had happened in like 20 minutes of gameplay. And when I said that on the show this morning, Hotshot Scott Soden, my co-host on the show, said, Mitch, if you told me that they fumbled three kickoffs the entire season, I'd be alarmed. Like most teams don't fumble three kickoffs in a whole year. They go the whole 17-game schedule, and they don't fumble three kickoffs, and the Seahawks managed to do it in one quarter and a half of one football game. They fumbled the ball three times on kickoffs. And then he said, which is priceless, he said, did you guys know who the special teams, I may have asked you this before, do you know who the special teams coach of the Seahawks is?
Oh, yes. I was cursing his name a couple of times. Harbaugh.
Yes. So he's Jim Harbaugh's son and John Harbaugh's nephew. And Hotshot, every time I bring up the bad special teams, he says, why the F, how the F did we get the bad Harbaugh coach? I mean, what are the chances that we're going to end up in Seattle with the bad Harbaugh? That's terrible, for God's sake. So it was awful. He is really relieved on the plane back from New York, because when you lose games late in the season, now his name is Harbaugh and his head coach, his boss, Mike McDonald, has an unbelievable relationship with the Harbaughs. You probably know that. He coached for Jim at Michigan, and he coached for John at the Baltimore Ravens. That's where he came. So he's got a unique relationship with the Harbaughs. So I think his job is probably safe. But if his name wasn't Harbaugh and they had lost that game because of special teams in the 12th game of the season, guys get fired for that. Guys get fired midstream for that. So he's a fortunate young man today to have a job. To
which I get, but also, like, how would he ever expect his players would just continuously drop the ball?
Drop the ball.
I've never been more fired up when a kicker, when the Jets had the ball and they kick it and it went out of bounds or in the end zone. I'm like, oh my gosh, we dodged a bullet. Like, it was just insane.
And it was strange. The whole game was strange. Remember, they had the ball inside the 4-yard line at the beginning of the third quarter. The Seahawks did. And they had 8 plays inside the 4-yard line, and they couldn't score on any of the plays. They had the ball, Taryn, 1 inch from the goal line in the third quarter. They showed, Fox did, a camera over the top. It was so close that, you see this nose? My nose would have been able to get over the plane of the goal line. And I'm wondering, why don't they just sneak it? Why doesn't he just take the snap and reach the ball over the line, and he's going to break the plane for a touchdown? They didn't get. And then Mike McDonald, I mean, here's another guy. I mean, another thing that is just strange. In the fourth quarter, they've got the ball. They've trailed the whole game. They're down 2, right? And they're at the 30 or 31-yard line of the Jets. And on fourth down, they don't even go for the field goal. It would only have been a 48 or 49 field goal. The guy had already made a 54-yard field goal. So he's got a 48-yarder to take the lead in the fourth quarter. And he goes for it on fourth and 1, and they miss it. But they get bailed out because of the horse collar call. I mean, it was the strangest game. The 12 penalties on the Jets, all of them were just nuts. All of them were huge, giving the Seahawks, just the fact that they're 7-5 this morning, let's all just think, or let's just call it an early Christmas present.
Dude, like, at one point, I was like, man, Jets know what it's like to be Seahawks fans, apparently, because like their penalties, they kept shooting themselves in the foot with some of those. I was like,
It was crazy. DK Metcalf drew a few PIs. So we're all excited. The Seahawks are 7-5. They're no longer even tied for first place. They're there by themselves, 7-5, atop the NFC West. Let's see what they do in the second game, the revenge game in Phoenix this week, as they try to put this streak together to make Miggsy right at 12-5.
I was waiting for that. I was like, we are on our way to 12-5, Mitch.
On our way, baby. On our way.
You can give Mitch a follow.
Stacking wins, like Mike McDonald would say. We're stacking wins, baby.
Give Mitch a follow on X. His handle is @Mitch_Seattle. Thank you so much for taking the time to recap that chaos yesterday, Mitch.
It's great to be back with you, 7-5 and soaring in the NFC West. Let's go Hawks.
Now, Rockaholics, I hope you were listening to the men's room last week, because we gave out a cheat sheet at 5:40 with 3 of the correct answers for Beat Migs at 7:50. So if you'd like a shot at beating Steve, he's got a record of 339 wins, 103 losses, and 57 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Daily Migs Show.